Less of a language purist.
You don't go for that.
I don't go for making Yiddish into
Jewish. You don't hold as any sanctity. You're right, 100%. It's a Goyish language. It's a non-Jewish language, and just that being the Jews have used this language for 1,000 years, and they've created their own dialect. It's become like, you know.
It's gotten the kedushas, like they said, you know. Some people say that Rachel is not buried. She's in a completely different section.
But we gave it kedusha.
So when the Gadol said, if she wasn't there, she's there now.
No.
It's true. Everyone came there. There's a lot of truth to that. Okay, there's a lot of good truth to that. I like that.
The Germans didn't speak Yiddish.
What?
I knew that, but I just wanted to confirm it. The German Jews didn't speak Yiddish.
The German Jews only Poland. Polish Jews, Lithuania, the Lithuanians and the Polish Jews and Hungarian Jews. They have different dialects.
It was High German and Low German, and they only spoke the Hoch German.
The real German, not the dialect. Okay, in Echanami, so we say Yiddish, right? It's not the German. Fine. It was taken, what Yiddish is considered low class. Yiddish, it's like Yinglish. Okay, Yinglish. The Shiva boys, they make up their own language. They have their own language, take English, and yes, some expressions, you make your own language. Okay, it's a degraded form of pure German language.
But the Hungarians also didn't speak Yiddish.
No, Hungarians didn't speak Yiddish? I don't know anything about this. I really don't know anything about this.
No, I'm not from there, but I'm saying I remember...
There are different dialects.
Someone from the shul, years ago, his mother wasn't willing to speak to his mother in Hungarian. So I asked him if his mother knew Yiddish. No, the mother knew Yiddish and they came from...
I don't know. There are different dialects.
It could be that in the big cities they spoke Hungarian, but
out in the villages. Okay, language is a very, very mysterious thing. Like we always have in Rashi, this is I never appreciated until I told you a few times in the shir, when Rashi quotes a word, it's this word, Belaz. Mechol is our expert. He always tells us what these words mean. These words, if you go look up these words in a...
No, they're not modern French.
Right, if you go to even old French.
Unless you can figure out a relationship.
Even the old French, this is not real French. This is what Yiddish is to German, is what Laz, Lashon Amzar, what Rashi says, Laz is to French. And that's where you're not going to find this anywhere. Because the Jews, they lived in France, and the native language was the language of the land, and Jews took that language and they modified it. They modified it and they just naturally created a dialect of that language. And when Rashi says Laz, he's quoting the Jewish version of French. Just like Yiddish is the Jewish version of German. Okay, now let's go back to Paragimel, Pasik, Aleph. Yesterday we did this one Pasik, we did the Mitzvah, the Stav, it's all we had. Yesterday we discussed this. Now let us do the Rashi. Okay, Rashi over here says, Tinishlech Malachi, I'm now going to my angel, Levar Yitzhar Shoyim. So Rashi says in the Mitzvah, the purpose of this angel is called to destroy the wicked people, Ufina Derech, Min Horish Shoyim. And it's going to clean off the road from the Rishoim. The Rishoim are in the way. Get them out of the way. The wicked people, get rid of them. So notice here, Rashi disagrees. Rashi clearly disagrees with the Mitzudos David. Whereas the Mitzudos David said the Ha'adoin Asher Atem Mevakshim is the Melech HaMashiach. Rashi says the Hodun Asher Atem Mevakshim is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Melech, is the Lokei HaMishpat, is Hashem. Hashem is the master. Okay, obviously the word Hodun, as I told you yesterday, the Hodun we find it in the Torah is used in reference to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Rashi disagrees. Umalach Habris Noikem Nikam Bris. Hashem will send in Malach Habris. Rashi again here disagrees with the Mitzudos, whereas the Mitzudos said the Malach Habris refers to Eliyo Hanavi, and Eliyo Hanavi is the person that comes to every single Bris Milah as a rectification for his criticism that the Jewish people are not observing the Bris Milah. So here it says Malach Habris, and that we refer to again Eliyo Hanavi. Rashi makes absolutely no mention of this. Rashi says, Noki Melech HaBris, when it says Bris, is it means Nekam HaBris, the Bris of the Torah, that the Jewish people have not been observant, they have not been loyal and faithful to the Bris, the covenant of Choreh. When Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem made a Bris with Klal Yisrael to be observant of the Bris. And therefore we're not necessarily here. There's no mention in Rashi that we're referring over here. We're referring over here to Eliyahu Hanavi. We're referring over here to a Malach, whoever this Malach may be. And now note that this is the second Malach. First it was a Malach in the beginning of the Pasuk. Just the Malach, I'm going to send a messenger Leva'er to destroy the wicked people. And now I'm going to send another Malach, a Malach Abris. And this Malach, his goal is to be noikem nikam abris. We discussed yesterday at length in the second part of the ship at Malachim. Malachim are all over the Tanakh. Wherever you blink, there's another Malach, wherever you go. And Malachim, I'm sure someone must have wrote a book, Svarim, going and analyzing, making a whole analysis of, you know, there are many different types of Malachim. There, you know, we say in Dami, the Oifanim, the Chayos HaKodesh, and they give Rishus Zelazeh. Which one is on a higher level? Are the Oifanim on a higher level? Are they on the Chayos HaKodesh? There are Serafim, Usrafim, Lu'umosam, Shabachim, the Oimrim. There are many different levels of angels. I once heard a shir, he once spent a lot of time learning about Malachim. And the one of the things that he took note of is that there is a contradiction in Chazal if a Malach has free will. Can a Malach do an Avera? Does a Malach have free will? And there are some sources that indicate impossible. A Malach has no free will. And there are other indications that a Malach does have Bechira Chofshes. We find by Avraham, when they came to Avraham, the Malach, Rashi says that the Malach said, I will destroy. I don't remember the exact words of the Pasuk, but the Malach claimed that it is within his power to destroy Sodom. And because of that, he was punished. It's not within your power. Gaiva. Who said it was in your power? It's Hashem is giving you the command to do so. So the Malach, how could he then make a mistake? He has no free will. Obviously, a Malach does have free will. We find the Nephilim. The Nephilim were really Malach, and they fell out of Shemayim, and they met up with they went on some dates, and they wound up in a place, they wound up married to some women in this world, and they got into a lot of trouble, these Nephilim. We have
most sources don't. Most of the conventional sources. This is a pet peeve of mine, anyway.
Yeah.
I have always been on the side that says angels do not have free will. And when you talk about the Nephilim, most of the commentators and most of the Midrashim do not talk about fallen angels. There are exceptions.
Okay.
In Midrashim, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer for one. So I'm kind of conflicted about that whole thing, but...
Okay, the point is, Malachim, so the answer he gave is, there are different types of angels. Some angels do not have free will, some angels do have free will. We find angels, we learned yesterday, every angel only has one mission. Malach does not have more than one mission at a time. Like when they came to Avraham Avinu, it was necessary to send three Malachim. Each one had a very specific mission. Yet it's also a contradiction, because after the Malach healed Avraham, that particular Malach went to save Lot. So what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe like the archangels, the one at the very, very top, they might be exceptions.
By in the Kriya Satorah, by Yikri Lev Malach Hashem and Hashemayim, by Yoimer, Avraham, Avraham. Okay, in the Kriya on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we have a Malach, and the first day Rosh Hashanah also. Hagar said to there were many Malachim, there were four Malachim that spoke to Hagar, and told her there's water, don't be upset, the child's not going to die. The Malachim would go return back to Sarav, his Anitachas Yodo. So we find on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Malachim. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about Malachim. Avraham Avinu, the Bris Milah, Malachim. When Yaakov Avinu came into Eretz Yisrael, there was the Sulam. and the Sulam, the Malachi Elkim Oilim V'Yaridim Bay. When Yosef went to look for his brothers, so he saw an Ish, and Rashi says, who was this Ish? It was a Malach, it was also an angel that told him. When Yaakov went to meet Esav, Ayishlach Yaakov Malachim El Esav Ochiv, Rashi, Malachim Mamish. Wherever you turn, literally, yeah.
So why come by the Akedah, you don't blame the Malach by saying, Ato Yodati, now I know.
Like what do we blame?
He's yeah. talking on himself.
Ah, he's really saying very good. Very good.
Over there by,
by a stone, when he destroyed stone, and Mashchisim Anachnu. Anachnu, we.
We.
So, yes, a really good question. Yes, an incredible question. By stone, the Malach said, Mashchisim Anachnu. And they were punished.
Right.
They were
right.
not admitted back to Shemayim. And Ato Yodati, Yodati I. Ato means now. Ato now. Yodati, I know. I know, ki reilu kemat of lechosach, that's bincha es yechidcha
mimedi.
So what's going on over here? You're nothing. A malach is just an agent of Hashem. Why, by the way, did the malach call out min Hashemayim? Why didn't the malach come down to this world to tell Avraham Avinu, don't go do anything? This is mamish devarim ha'im din beruma yishalaylam. All these different things about the malachim. The most fascinating thing I think about malachim, though, and I think that relates to Yom Kippurim, because over here we have Malach over here, and that is this thing. I'm not sure I live with this thing. I told this to you before. I'll repeat it again in case you're here. Is once upon a time I read a sefer. It was a Musa sefer, and it said there was a story where a person passed away, and he left over ksavim. He left over his chidushin novella, and this person it was a balabas. He wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham. Balabas, he wrote Chidushei Torah, and the child of the Nifter went to the Rav, and he asked the Rav, do you think I should print? I should spend money to polish it up, give it to a professional, and print his Chidushei Torah. So the Rav opens up the Chidushei Torah, and he sees what he wrote, this Balabas, Pasha Yid, what he wrote. So he writes there, it says, by the Sulam, Yaakov Avinu, he goes to sleep, and he sees a sulam, Malachi Elokim Oilim V'yardim Boy. So this Pashri Yid, he says, he has the question, why do they need a ladder? Don't Malachim have wings? It's Beferish in Nach. The Malachim have six wings, four wings, they have wings. What do they need a ladder to go up and down? Wings, you have wings. So the Balabas, a Pashri Balabas, he wrote, they were baby malachim. Baby malachim, their wings did not yet grow. So the Rav reads this and he says, you know, better you should not print this. Don't, you know, not everything, just because your father wrote Chidushei Torah, you don't have to go print it and spend money, you know, this is, the Rav was basically making litzanis of this answer. Okay, fine, I read that. All right, I absorbed what it said. I think, where did I see this? I don't even know where I saw this. Okay, fine. Years passed. I was learning a Hasidic Sefer. It's a Likud. I even know where exactly this is. I even know exactly where this is. It's a collection of, and Parshas Vayetze. He asks his kasha. He brings that. And who does he bring down this question from? Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakone, who wrote called the Sefer HaBohir. This is a Kabbalistic Sefer, which is an ancient Sefer. And Rabbi Nechunya Kone, he wrote the Nusach Ono B'Koyach Gedulos Hashem Yimincha Tatit Tzinudo Kabbal Yinas Amchatz in the Siddur. When we say in the Nusach, I think Rabbi Nechunya Kone, he wrote that. That's his Nusach. We say it Friday night after Chododu. You say Kabbonos, you say it. Yeah. Nusach Svard says it all the time. Okay, he's the composer of Ona B'Koyach, and he wrote a sefer which is not, no one ever heard of the sefer. No one ever learns it because it's two way out. It's like a Rezil Hamalach type of sefer, like in that category. It's in that category, Rezil Hamalach, which you keep in the house for good luck, for good luck. But you don't. It's not a sefer that anyone's gonna learn. Called Sefer HaBohir, and in his sefer he asked this question, and you know the answer he gives. They were baby malachim who did not yet have wings. So I was literally in shock. On the one hand, here in the 21st century, someone dies, he leaves over Ksavim. It's not likely this Balabas ever saw the Sefer HaBoher ever saw this. And on his own, he was Mechadesh. He was Mechadesh. The angels, it was a baby angel, the angels didn't have wings. And the Rav made Litzonis. He made Mamish Litzonis of the Sefer, of what he wants. I don't think he was so nice from the way I read it. Didn't seem like he was such a, he was so very, not every Rav is such a nice guy, you know? Some of the Rabbanim, they don't suffer fools, you know. What?
Gladly.
They you know, they not every Rav is. And he made Mamash Meir Litzanis. And here, this Bala Boss was Mechavein to Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akone, who wrote, composed Ona B'Koyach. And it really shook me up. I think about this all the time. It really shook me up. Like, you know, just don't make Litzanis of anyone. You really don't know anything. We don't know nothing in this world. A Bala Boss, he said, it sounds foolish. Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akone says this, okay? And he was the real Kabbalist. You're going to say that this Bala Boss, he knew Ben Akone? Not likely. You never know. You know, you really know nothing. We don't know nothing, you know, what's going by a person. We think, you know, you look at a person, you really don't know. Oh! Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba. I wanted to say hello to you yesterday.
Yeah,
Rabbi Nachum Sperling. How was your summer? Oh, it's just been a long time. Good to see you. Nachum Sperling came yesterday to the event, Torah Anytime event. He was loyal of our listeners. Okay, so you never ever really know, but we come now to this sugi of the malachim, the malachi elokim. You know, and we learned about malachim over here. We have in this pasuk two malachim, hineni shalech malachi. And you know, after all, we are learning sefer malachi. Okay, malachi. It's not for nothing that malachi, his name is a malach. And here in this one pasuk we have over here, this is the last perek in Tanakh. The last parak in Tanakh, even though parak, we've said many times, doesn't really mean anything. And it says Malachi. Then it says, Nochamo.
Can I just point out something? In Maral's Agada, his custom in Shvot HaMaskeh is that there are a few psukim that preceded, and this is the first pasuk that he says in the preamble to Shvot HaMaskeh.
Oh, this pasuk. This is the Hakdama. We talk about malachim. There are malachim that don't have wings. Okay. Yesterday we have a whole shir that on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, the avoda is all to be doimed to a malach. Look, everyone say when you said kedusha, kadosh, 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 you put your feet together. That's an inyan of being doimed to a malach. Every day we try to be doimed to malach. So malachim is like wherever you blink, there are malachim, and there are malachim that we try to be doimed to malachim. Where are your wings? Where are your wings if you can be doimed to a malach? Yeah, guess what? Not every malach has wings.
Baby.
You know exactly. Exactly. It's good to be a baby. You know, youth is wasted on the young. You know, there's nothing like being young, to be young and vibrant and fresh. That's the biggest bracha. It's a very good thing to be a baby malach. You have to be a malach. You want to be a zokin muflug. It's kedai to be a baby malach. Baby malachim, they don't have wings. Okay, they don't have wings. This is something that. And by the way, you know, the bread and butter of Klal Yisrael is to learn the Daf Gemara, and everyone knows what is they say this by every simashas. Every simashas, someone's going to say, what is Gemara Rashi Tevois? Gavriel. Michael, Rifael, Oriel. Mimini, Michael, Umismoli, Gavriel, Umilfonai, Oriel, Umeachorai, Rifael, Umeachorai,
No,
me'acharai, I'm going to all mix up. Mi'mini mi'chol b'smul legar real b'lefanai or real mi'acharai refoil. V'yaloroishi, shachin askel. When you learn a daf Gemara, what is Gemara Rashi Tevois? Gimel, Mem, Reish, Aleph. Gavriel, Michael, Rifael, Oriel. When you learn a daf Gemara, you're learning with the Malachim. And who is resting upon you? When you learn a daf Gemara, you're learning the Malachim. And I'll leave you with a joke before we go. Everyone, tell you, everyone knows this joke. The famous joke with a person came to the Rav. They say this at all of the Gedolim. Rav Nechemya Kristol, remember him? He's come to our show, I just spoke to him not long ago. Yeah. So he told me this in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Herschel Schachter. I told Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita. And I heard someone tell me, no, this Gedol said it, that Gedol said. They say the name of all the Gedolim. One of the Talmidim came to him and said, Rebbe, it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you go to the Beis Hakisei, you're supposed to say, Hischabdu mechubodai, right? Because a person every day is surrounded by angels. When you walk around, don't you see when Mayor came today, the whole entourage, they had to stop the whole street. It's like you know, a whole parade came to Malava. When a person walks in the street, you're surrounded by Malachi Hashanis. So the person, they're going to the Beis Hakisei, it's not by Kovadik. That, you know, the Malachim, they're not going to go into the Beis Hakisei with you. So you have to say, it's a Shulchan Aruch. Hey, this is Shulchan Aruch. I have a nephew always asking, how come no one does these things? Yes, this. I said, I don't know. Not everything that it says in Shulchan Aruch, we do. And one of the things that it says in Shulchan Aruch is that when a person goes to the Beis Hakisei, he's supposed to say, Hischabdu Mechubodai, which is a very delicate term to mean, Malachim, take a break. Go out and take a cigarette. Go out for a cigarette. Go take a break, get a beer. I have to go into private for a few moments. Don't go away. Stay here. I'll be out for a few minutes. So does anyone do that today? Did you ever see anyone go and say, before he goes to the base, like he say, Hischabdu Mechubodai? I see Mayor do it sometimes. But do you ever see someone do this? No one does this. So there was a Talmud that said to Rav Herschel Schachter, Rebbe, you know, I see them. So when I go to the base, like he say, is a Mexica Yehoira for me to say to the Malachim, Hischabdu Mechubodai? So Rav Herschel Schachter says, you know, I don't know, it's a very good question. Why don't you ask them? Ask the Malachim what the halacha is. They should know. Okay, Rav Kalman, Shalom Aleichem, good morning. Rav Kalman, you hear me? Rav Kalman, good morning, good to see you. Okay, now let's go further in the Rashi. Rashi over here says, so if we made it, good morning. So now over here, that's it, already goes into the next pasuk. For some reason, there is no, okay, there's a base, he does put a little base, it's in small, that base. Okay, so that concludes the Rashi. Rashi has there's a double machlaikis in Rashi and the Mitzudos. When it says over here, the Ha'adoin, is the Ha'adoin the Melech HaMashiach, or is the Ha'adoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when it says the Malach HaBris, according to the Mitzvah, this refers to Eliyo HaNavi, as this parallels the last passing in the Sefer, Hini Anochi Shnotam Eis Eliyo HaNavi Lifnei Boyim Hashem, and Rashi makes no mention of Eliyo HaNavi. When it says Bris, Bris does not mean Bris Mila, it means Noikeim Nikam Bris, the Bris of Torah. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Torah, he made a Bris with the Klal Yisrael, we have not been faithful to our Bris. Let's take a look at the Radak. Radak Pasik Aleph. Hinani. This is a very good word. Erev Yom Kippurim. This is a great word, Yom Kippurim. Hinani. Okay, you can't do better than this. This is the Haftar. Probably this is the Haftar, right? We mentioned yesterday. That Panu V'yomar Soilu Solu Panu Dorech. Siru Michshol Biderech Ami. This Pasik we said yesterday parallels that Pasik. Aleph in the Radak Pasik and the Radak Hinani. Imtish Alu Mishpat HaRashoyim Bo'ilam HaZeh Oid. Yovo Isman Shetir. So obviously this is a continuation. There's no chapter break over here. We've said it before. Abachol pointed out to us very, this is Mamish Apikursis. The chapter break over here is the Gresta Apikursis. It passes for them, the last passing in the Nevuah, right? It really fits for them to put a real Apikursis here because the last parak in Treyasar, which really is the Gemar.
I wouldn't say put in, because they're not putting in anything, but they're highlighting.
Highlighting. And they're highlighting over here who they, you can imagine what they, who they think this refers to, but there is no chapter break, and thus this is a direct response to Klal Yisrael in their severe words of apikursis, that you are making Hashem tired with your nonsense. And let me explain to you, although the thrust of the complaint of Klal Yisrael is, how come the wicked prosper? The wicked are successful. Where is Hashem? Why doesn't Hashem intervene and cut out and put an end to the nonsense? So Malachi now responds according to the Radak, Im tishalu mishpat ha-reshoim b'olam hazeh. What's going on? The reshoim thrive. Don't worry. Have patience. Od yavo zman shetiru. You will see. The day will come when the wicked will get what they deserve. The oz ekrav aleichem la mishpat lechalos harishom shebuchem. And this is very frightening when he says, and then when the wicked of the world get what they deserve, I'm going to come for you, the wicked people among you, Klal Yisrael, who falsify Yadus by saying les din v'les dayan. This is a very profound idea. This is like very, very, very deep what the Radak is saying. Radak over here, there are Jews out there. Almost what the Radak almost is saying is that there are wicked Jews who are taking advantage of a weakness in Klal Yisrael for their own motives, for their own agenda. The wicked people, they're not so stupid. They know good and well that the fact that in the world, the wicked, amongst the goyim, the wicked prosper. The Rishoyim amongst us know that there is an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam that will hold them accountable, and their day of reckoning will come. But there are unfortunately wicked people amongst us who use that as a tool to harm our own people. By, oh look, see the Rishoyim out there in the world, they are successful. It must be there's no din v'no cheshbon. So therefore, listen to me, and follow after me. Give me all of your money, and do what I tell you to do. So, according to the Radak, he's really when we learned this pasuk originally, we learned almost a whole week on this last week. We never learned like this. We learned that the people that are coming to complain to Malachi, it's almost as if they're sincere. They're saying, how could it be? How could it be that this less than the less dayan? What's going on? The Radak says, you're not sincere. You know the answer. You know there's a din and there's a dayan. However, there are people in Klal Yisrael that are very vulnerable. And you're going to take note of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow in punishing the wicked people, and you're going to use that as a tool to weaken the emunah of the vulnerable people in Klal Yisrael. So Malachi says, when their day will come of the Rishom of the world, you know their day will one day come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the Rishom of the Umas Ha'ilam for what they've done, and it doesn't happen right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own timeline, then Hashem is going to come for you as well. You're going to get what you deserve as well. This is very profound how the Radak, how he responds to these people. You're phonies, you know the truth yourself, you're just taking advantage. And this, when you, and the day of reckoning will come for you. One more time. Im tishalu mishpat harishon b'olam hazeh. Od yavoy shetiru. Don't worry. The day will come when you will see. You know that. And then you know what's going to happen? Your day of reckoning will come also. The oz ekraf aleichem la mishpat lechalois to destroy harishoim shebochem. You're also going to get it. For using this as a wedge, a tool. And when is this going to happen? This will happen on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his angel to get rid of the Rishon from the Derech. Ufina Derech lefonai v'hu malach Hashem min ha-shamayim kemo hinei anochi shuleach malach lefonecha l'shmorcha ba'derech. Another angel. What was this angel? When after Klal Yisrael worshipped the Egel, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am no longer going to lead you into Eretz Yisrael, the Chvaydi Uva Atzmi. Instead, I'm going to send a representative. I'm going to send an angel. The angel will go in front of you. And Klal Yisrael were devastated. An angel? We want you, Hashem, to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. We do not want an angel to go in your place. Here, it's very interesting that when we return over here, this pasuk seems to indicate that when we return to Eretz Yisrael on the Derech, it's a very frightening pasuk. This pasuk is referring to the coming of Mashiach, and we're going to return on the Derech to Eretz Yisrael, return 100%. And who's going to lead us? A Malach. What do you mean a Malach? Why doesn't Hashem himself come and lead us? Just like when we came into Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, if Hashem doesn't take us directly, we're not going. We're not going. We're not going to accept a representative of Hashem, a Malach. Here it says, Himishlach Malachi, by Mashiach, it says it's going to be a Malach. We're not going to be Zechus that Madrega. Ufina derech lefonai, zeya kibbutz goliath, Hashem will clear off the derech before me. This is kibbutz goliath, shalo yimtsu bedarkam satan ufegara. The satan is not going to be there. Yom Kippurim. Satan is the only day, what's the gematria? The gematria of satan, 350, what? 360. What Satan is what? Ha-Satan. Okay, Ha-Satan. Is 364 Ha-Satan. And there are 365 days in the year. There's one day of the year where the Satan has no Shalita. And that is Yom Kippurim. And here it says, Shelo Yeda, the B'darkam Satan Ufegara. Now we know why we read the same pasuk on Yom Kippurim. The Omar, Soilu, Solu, Panu Derech, Hasiru Michshol Miderech Ami, and look at the parallel to that pasuk of the Haftarah of Yom Kippurim. The parallel is over here. Hin Mishlech Malachi Ufino Derech Lefonoi. And what is the Radak say? There's no Satan. There's no Satan. Yom Kippurim. There's no Satan. It's amazing how you go Divrei Torah Ani B'Mokim Echad VeAshirim B'Mokim Acher. You know, you say in the Mesana Toikef, Mi Yeoni. What does that mean? Who's going to be rich? Who's going to be poor? Okay, that's the Pashat Pshat. But a Talmud Chacham, whose mind only thinks in a one-track mind, mi ye oni, mi ye osher, where will I, where when I learn Torah, will I be poor? I'm not going to know the Pshat. Umi ye osher, and where will I find the riches? You got to explore. Divrei Torah, Ani in b'mokim echad v'ashirim b'mokim acher. It's very interesting. You learn. It's very common when you learn, especially in Divrei Agada, you will never, almost never, find the essence of a mesechta in the mesechta itself. You would think that in mesechta sukkah, you would find all of the yisoides of mesechta sukkah, whole mesechta, right? A whole mesechta, all the mishnayos. Guess what? It's not there. Yeah, there's another mesechtas. Some of the ikur yisoides of what a sukkah is all about is not even a mesechta sukkah. It's a different. I don't have examples to give you, unfortunately, but this is a common thing. You want to know about Shabbos? So where is Shabbos? That's one of the biggest mesechtas. Guess what? Yeah, there's a lot of technical data in mesechta Shabbos, but the yisoides, you're not going to find it there. Go on a scavenger hunt throughout Shas. Every Masechta is like that. Chazal were very, very clever in where they made Masechtas, and they presented an enormous amount of technical data, information, yisoides, about in Halacha, and yet they snuck in some of the yisoides, the ikur yisoides of Masechtas, especially in Divrei Agada, especially in the element of Agada, in other Mesechtas. And Halacha also, other Mesechtas. It's a shocking thing how we learned Daf Yomi, like we even had like 2 days ago, we were learning about the Mesechta Beitza. So there was something there that was astonishing. I don't even remember anymore. I think it was a Rashi and a piece of Gemara. I don't remember what it was. It was incredible a fundamental yisoid in entirely different about Amelu comes and something else. And there's always happens. You go through a masechta, yeah, this. But when you're looking for the meat, it's not even there. You have to go to other masechtas. Okay, next words. Upisam yavai el hecholoi. Suddenly, we spent yesterday a whole shiur on this, the difference between pisam and pesa pisam. Suddenly, yavai el hecholoi l'fishlo nigla hakeitz v'lo misborer b'sevet Daniel. Nobody knows when Mashiach will come. Mashiach is going to come pisam. Yaakov Avinu, on his deathbed, it was concealed from Yaakov Avinu the keitz. He did not reveal to the children. Sefer Daniel, there is no targum. There is no targum, which means there is no one knows. No one knows when it's not Malon Nisbar Sefer Daniel. And therefore, when it's going to come, it's going to be totally unexpected. Amar ki pisam yavash lo yeda adam yabo terem bo before it comes to Moshe Nemar. Like it says in Sefer Daniel that the words are concealed and chosum and completely under lock and key until Mashiach will come. Who? Melech HaMashiach. So the Radak is giving a stamp of approval, or we should say that the Mitzudos extracted his interpretation from the Radak, not from Rashi. Now here is where the Mitzudos David has differed with the Radak, whereas the Mitzudos David said that the Odoin is the Melech HaMashiach, and the Malach HaBris is Eliyahu Hanavi that comes before Mashiach. The Radak learns they are the same; they are one and the same. The Melech HaMashiach is the Malach HaBris. Oy Omar. Or now he says the second interpretation, which is where the Mitzudas David drew his interpretation. Why is Eliyahu called Malach HaBris? Because he was zealous regarding Bris Mila. That the Malchus Ephraim did not permit anyone to do Bris Mila, and Eliyahu Hanavi, he said that they don't do Bris Mila, not Moisad Nevesh, which is not true. They were Moisad Nevesh. Shnemar Kanoi Ki Nesi Lashem Eloketz Vokos Ki Ozvu. He said words which were not accurate. They completely abandon V'rischa, your Bris B'nei Yisrael, Amalek Lashbachu Ki Nesa Bashitim Pinchas. You're a zealot in Shittim when Zimri and Cosby engaged in an act of sin. You were a vigilante. You took the laws into your own hand. But you know, calm down. Adkan. The Khan Atom Mekane Alamila. You're the Mida of Kanois has overstepped its bounds. It was correct what you did at the time of Cosby and Zimri, but what you're doing now is not correct. To use that same midah against your own people, to use this weapon against your own people, this is illegal. This is not correct. Alamila. It's like in the United States, they have all these, every so often you read in the news that they have in the United States, they have technology where they can spy on anyone. They can listen to anyone's telephone call. It's all very nice and good when you listen to other countries, when you listen to your enemies, when you discover they're listening to you, they're spying on you, on their own citizens. You're in a lot of trouble, okay? So we'll be here, Eliyahu, you have a very nice tool. You have the tool of kanos. You're a zealot, but don't use this dangerous weapon on your own people. You can use it against the Midyanim on Cosby. Don't use the meat of Kanois on Klal Yisrael. V'kanat mekani al hamila chayecha she'en Yisrael oisim bris mila ad she'ator roi ve'inecha. That is why Eliyahu Hanavi, every time you go to bris mila, ze ha'kisei shel Eliyahu Hanavi zochur latoiv. Mikan is hiskinu la'asois kisei ha'kovoid. Look at that term. Kisei ha'kovoid l'Eliyahu Hanikov Sherik that is called Malach HaBris. She'nemar. So the Radak already tells us about the minhag. Okay, that the minhag in many shuls have a beautiful kisei, a special kisei for Eliyahu Hanavi. And Menachem Sperling is a real chayim b'lenu. What happened to the keys they used to have in the old days in the yeshiva, this big, beautiful blue chair? They had a new building also. I haven't seen it in years. Disappeared. I guess Eliyahu HaNavi took it home. He took it home.
It's a big deal in Israel. They steal the chairs.
They steal the chair, the keys to Eliyahu?
Yeah.
They used to have this big, beautiful, velvet keys to Eliyahu and Chaim Berlin, and it's gone.
There's a gemach in Israel.
Yeah.
For
Rebbe's
chairs.
A gemach for Rebbe's chairs.
All these fancy chairs.
The Rebbe, a Rebbe mobile. A Rebbe mobile. They come with a chair. I know, it's very funny. Okay, I don't know. So you go to, you know, you go to Brismilis. You know, go to Brismilis. What do? They just take a regular chair. They take a plastic folding chair from the caterer and they put that. Zach, you say, Shalom, Yohanan, Zachulat, life. Muhammad with Kisi Elio. Where do I put the kid at? On the plastic chair. What? That's how you machabe Eliyahu HaNavi. You have a plastic folding chair. That's what you give Eliyahu HaNavi. Where's the big, beautiful chair? Right, what happened to that chair? You know, the Svardin, they actually, the Sandik sits in the Kisei Eliyahu for the Bris Mila. Okay, we don't do that, but the Litvax, we don't do that. We don't sit in the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. It's miyuchet for him. You just put the baby down on the Kisei Shel Eliyahu and you say a pasuk. But by the Svardin, the Sandik, he sits on the kisei.
They don't have two chairs.
They sit on the kisei Leo? Could be. The Sandik sits on the kisei Shel Eliyahu when they do the bris. It's very nice pictures of Rav Avadya Yosef Zetzak Levracha of him sitting on the kisei Shel Eliyahu at a bris mila. That's the minhag by the Sfaradim. They sit. But here's the minhag. He recites the minhag. Shnikra Malach Habris, Shnemar Malach Habris Asher. Atem chafetzim, hinei bo, omer Hashem, tzavokas, hinei bo, yovoi bezmanoi. So this is not what it said in the Mitzvot. The Mitzvot says, hinei bo, he said that hinei bo means in the past tense. See, the steer over here, grammar issue over here. We have to ask Rabbi Cohn, he's not here today. Shlomo Cohn. Hinei bo, what we learned was in the past tense, which means, because the Mitzvah's Dove very much wanted to reconcile this pasuk with what it says, the last pasuk, will Eliyahu HaNavi come before Mashiach, or will Eliyahu HaNavi come after Mashiach? The order of the pasuk over here is, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come after it seems. It says, no, the word bo can be meant, hinevo means in the past tense. Over here he's not doing it, over here he's saying, certainly according to the first interpretation, that we're dealing with that Malach HaBris is Mashiach himself. So he's going to come whenever he comes. And according to the second interpretation, he's not coming to apologize for the pasuk. It seems almost that Eliyahu HaNavi can also come after Malach HaMashiach. Once upon a time, we spent time learning this sugya about when will Eliyahu HaNavi come. And Taka, some say it depends on Be'ita and Achishana. If Mashiach is going to come and it's set predestined time, Be'ita, then there will be Eliyahu HaNavi will come before the Melech HaMashiach. But if we are merit Achi Shena, to hasten the Gula, Mashiach will come before its destined time, and Eliyahu HaNavi can come after. First Mashiach will come, and then Eliyahu HaNavi will come afterwards and catch us up, up to speed. Hinei Vav, Yovei Gizan, V'chein Rishon L'Tzion, V'chein Rishon L'Tzion, Hinei, Hinam, behold, they are here. The Rishon Tzion is the title that in the Zionist state of Israel. In Eretz Yisrael, that's the name of the Svardisha chief rabbi. They have two chief rabbis. They have the Litvisha, chief the Ashkenaz, what is he called? What is he called? The Rav Harashi, and then the Rishon Litzion. The Rishon is the title of the Svardisha chief rabbi. They have two titles. The Rav Harashi, that's the correct, and they have the Rishon Litzion. It's a very nice title. I love that title. The Rishon Litzion is the name of the Svardisha chief rabbi. He, right now, who occupies that seat? Harav David Yosef.
The title doesn't go away when
they always got it. You once a Rashiva, you always a Rashiva.
Right.
I know. I learned once the hard way. You know. I used to go. They canceled for the last 18 months. They canceled them because of COVID. The sugyus of Daf Yomi Mitzvah Shabbos Shir. So there was once a Magid, or a Kaplowitz. I don't know who it is. He runs the whole program there. It's a small program. No, that's not wrong. I mean, they invite every Mitzvah Shabbos a very big Rosh Hashiva to give a shir, a sugyus of Daf Yomi. So I'm a little friendly with him. So I once asked him, you know, this title that you're giving the, this Rosh HaYeshiva, it's not his title anymore. That yeshiva, it closed up. It doesn't exist. The yeshiva closed down. So he got very angry at me. And he said, and basically that Rosh HaYeshiva doesn't have a job now. He's out of a job. And he said to me, like he got really got angry. He says to me, excuse me, don't take away a person's title, his kavod. He was a Rosh Yeshiva here for many years, knew the yeshiva closed down. On the tzetel that we send out, the title remains even though the yeshiva closed down. Rosh HaYeshiva of this particular yeshiva. So there's no yeshiva. And you know, I learned a good lesson from that. It really, he shook me up and he said it to me with, you know, he got very angry at me. And he's right, 100% right. Once you're Rosh Yeshiva, you have a title, it doesn't go away. Look, they always refer to all the presidents of the United States. You know, you always hear on the news, you're talking to Carter, President Carter, President, you're gone. What? They don't even say former. I've heard many times on the news, when they interview former presidents, they say Mr. President. I'm talking going back, Bush, W, and Obama, they refer to them. And Trump already is a joke, because you know everyone that became a whole whatever cartoon thing. But I'm talking about, you know, it used to be, but once upon a time, they still refer to it even by the Goyim. And by Rabbanim, okay, many Chashu Shuls, they call them Rabbi Emeritus. Okay, Rabbi Emeritus. Different terms, but it's a very, very powerful thing that you just said over here that does not go away, the term does not go away. All of the yeshivas closed down.
Doesn't say closed down.
Any yeshiva that hires them, guaranteed, it'll shut down. Come ask the Rav of Shiloh, can we hire this person? He already to three yeshivas shut down. It's a chazaka. What's going to be? All right, let's take that with a little bit. It's a little bit. All right, let's just do a little bit. Try to do the Malm very quickly. Last the Malm, Hinei Anochi. Just run through it very quickly. Hinei Anochi. Mei Shivlochem Ashatem Reitzim Sheyiskalel Elokei Mishpat. The Yamish. He's answering. Malachi is giving an answer. Mashatem Reitzim Sheyiskalel Elokei. This that you desire so much. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond. The Yanish taketh es tor rishon v'yitin tzochen latzadikim. What are the people bothered by? They're bothered by, it's very good. They move the table over here. So they have a good path over here. It's not very good over here. This thing over here. So what were they bothered by, these people? They were bothered by, why do the wicked prosper? Why are the wicked successful? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not intervene and put an end to their nonsense? This
takes you on that?
I'm on page 891 of the Malbum, the Gay Chizoyon Lehamalbum, the Beir Ho'inyin, Pasuk Aleph, Mei Shiluchem Ashatem Roitzim L'Shigal Elokei Amishav Yanesh Shatekev Sarosham Yitin Tzoch La'Tzadikim Ze'eyev Shashiyev Bizman Azem. It is impossible in our day and age that the wicked people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put an end to the wicked and bring reward to the righteous. We live in a world of Tzadik V'Raloi Rosha V'toyvloy, ki atahu adayin oylam abba b'chira, v'hanis soyoin, we're still living in a world of choice, free will, and we're in a world of being tested. Hashem is testing us in this world. V'tzar sheyisnaiga kol b'derech hateva, k'dei sheyeh ha-b'chira nistu l'asas toiv ra. Hashem gives man free will, and free will demands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hides himself. V'yiyeh mokam l'nisiyen l'l'sachav l'oynish, shem yiskalach Hashem yisparach b'chvoidei, oz lo yitzuyarot sheyas ishba sera. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, then there's no free will. If a person knows that, the same way a person, no one puts their hand in fire, no one does that, no one's a fool to put their hand in fire, so no one would dare do an Avera. If he does an Avera, he's struck down with lightning, no one would dare do. Ki oz af al chayt kal ye'onesh teke v'yalvor min ha'olam v'yisiyoru ma'asa Yisra. V'al kein ha'derech hazeh she'yelech Hashem b'yatzma el yitzurav l'shoftam u'lanigam al zeh ha'ifin. Loi nisla ladayin. That road has not yet been paved. He's very eloquent in Malva. The road where when a person does an avera, he is instantly punished in a moment's notice, such a derech hachayim has not yet been paved. V'lechuchan b'zeh hazman. The time for that has not yet come. Rak achar sheyusuk an olam osin lishlech malachi upina derech zeh lefanay shetachila yelech navi b'shem Hashem asher yifaneh derech zeh mikol avnei michshol. Hashem will send a prophet. He's not telling us here who the prophet is. The world will do teshuva. The oz kishiyah oila mesukon vadech muchon oz pisam yavay elhecholoy ha'adon asher atem bevakshem oz yavay Hashem. So he learns that the Adonir is Hashem. Lishkon mecholoy lamata ulistalich misechem viozmal chabris asher atem mechafetzim hinei kvar ba. Who is this malach? The Chazal Pershu Sheze Eliyahu Malach Habris Sheyaktim Lova Yilohashiv Rabim Rabim Yovan Mechu Asher Kineyas Habris Vashitim Bumei Achav. Now notice here, according to the Malam, the Malam is the only one on the entire page who has done this, who has told us that the Malachi in the beginning of the pasuk, Hinani, Shaleach Malachi, is the same Malach as the Malach Habrit Hashiratem Chafetzim. Okay, and the Adoin is the Melech HaMashiach. Because when we learn, because we are in the Sech HaKol, when we look at this pasuk, there are three. I don't know what to call them. Three protagonists. There are three entities. There's Hinani Shaleach Malachi, number one. Number two is Ha'adoin Asher Atem Mevakshim, and number three is the Malach Habris. So there are three individuals that are being presented here. Who is who? So basically, we've gone through the Mitzvah, Rashi, the Radak, and the Malbim, and we have over here a smorgasbord of what's going on. According to the Radak, it almost appears they're all the same. From the Radak, he didn't say it explicitly, but I mean, he said the last two. The Adoin is the Melech HaMashiach, and the Melech HaMashiach is the Malach HaBris. So that's what the Radak said. And if you want to go add the Malbim, if you want to assume that the Malbim is just coming to explain the Radak, then when it says in the beginning of the pasuk, Shalech Malachi, it's all the same. So that means we have over here. You can argue that all three individuals are all the same. Hashem is going to send the Malach. The Malach is Eliyahu HaNavi, and he is also called the Malach HaBris. The Bris meaning the not Bris Mila, the Bris of the Torah. Or if you want to say there are the other extreme, three completely separate people. There's going to be a Malach that's going to come and get rid of the wicked people, cleansing the world from the Rishon. Then will come Eliyahu HaNavi, the Malach HaBris. And then will come the Melech HaMashiach. Or you can say Hashem's going to come. The Adon means the Ribbono Shel Olam will come. And who will come before the Adon? There will be Eliyahu, the Melech HaMashiach. Who will come before the Melech HaMashiach? Eliyahu HaNavi. So you can play with this pasuk in so many different ways. There are many. The pasuk is giving us variables. We have a malachi, we have the Adoin, and then we have the Malach HaBris. And we do know that there's going to be for sure, Hashem will eventually come. We know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to come. That we know, and we know that it's going to be the Melech HaMashiach, and we know there's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi before Mashiach, and then. If you read this pasuk, it seems that even before Eliyahu HaNavi will come, it seems, according to at least some of the Mefarshim, there is another Malach that's going to come to do the preparation. And the preparation is to get rid of the Rishayim. Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to have to deal with getting rid of the Rishayim. He will deal with preparing us in a positive way of the Melech HaMashiach. So there are so many different variables over here, and based whatever you want to say, you can read into one of the Mefarshim presents us, the Malachi, the Adoin, and the Malach HaBris. However it goes, halavai should happen already. Okay, we'll take a short break. Okay, I want to talk about, just go through the day, just run through some halachas of the day of Yom Kippurim mainly focus on Erev Yom Kippurim, and then we have some time to do some Agadah at the very, very end. Again, I want to review to everyone that tomorrow there is no shir. There is no shir tomorrow. On Yom Kippur, obviously, there's no shir. Mishum, we will resume on Friday. On Friday, we will have a shir b'li neder, and that's going to be it. Before Sukkot, that's the last day, because then Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday is Erev Sukkot. There will not be a shir. Not be a shir Erev Sukkot on Monday. And the next time, perhaps, we'll learn on Chol HaMoed. Those who want, we'll see. We'll leave that for Friday. We'll start on Friday. Harachon shachlanu b'lishachlanu b'behira esteli anadu zechotel b'yivaslanu serestelus yishulchan amoska ha'amur hinei anachon shachlachem esteli eisel anadu v'yigezu v'nemar the second paskin yishlech ma'alot b'in v'fon adem v'fnayim pisoim yom yom v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' to us. He actually said this in the book. That's it. He actually said this
pasuk. I say this. It's the only custom of the same.
Very interesting. He managed to say these words. Another pasuk. Fascinating.
If this problem of